The Varieties of Human Value by Isaiah Berlin. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Varieties of Human Value by Isaiah Berlin is a collection of essays that explore the concept of human value. Berlin argues that human value is not a single, unified concept, but rather a complex and varied phenomenon. He examines the various ways in which humans can be valued, from the utilitarian view of value as a means to an end, to the more subjective view of value as an expression of individual preference. He also looks at the ways in which values can be expressed in different contexts, such as in art, literature, and politics. Berlin argues that human value is not a fixed, absolute concept, but rather a dynamic and ever-changing phenomenon. He suggests that the best way to understand human value is to look at it from a variety of perspectives and to recognize that different people may value different things. He also argues that human value is not necessarily tied to any particular system of morality or ethics, but rather is an expression of individual preference and choice. Ultimately, Berlin argues that human value is a complex and varied phenomenon, and that it is best understood by looking at it from a variety of perspectives. Berlin also examines the ways in which human values can be expressed in different contexts. He looks at the ways in which values can be expressed in art, literature, and politics, and argues that these contexts can provide insight into the nature of human value. He also looks at the ways in which values can be expressed in different cultures, and suggests that different cultures may have different ways of expressing and understanding human value. Berlin argues that human value is not a fixed, absolute concept, but rather a dynamic and ever-changing phenomenon. He suggests that the best way to understand human value is to look at it from a variety of perspectives, and to recognize that different people may value different things. Berlin also examines the ways in which human values can be used to shape society. He argues that values can be used to create a more just and equitable society, and suggests that values can be used to promote social progress. He also looks at the ways in which values can be used to shape public policy, and suggests that values can be used to create a more just and equitable society. Ultimately, Berlin argues that human value is a complex and varied phenomenon, and that it is best understood by looking at it from a variety of perspectives. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The concept of value is complex and multifaceted. Value is a complex concept that cannot be reduced to a single definition, but instead encompasses a variety of different forms and meanings. Berlin argues that value is a subjective experience that is shaped by individual and cultural contexts. The concept of value is complex and multifaceted. According to Isaiah Berlin, value is a subjective experience that is shaped by individual and cultural contexts. He argues that value is not a fixed, universal concept, but rather is determined by the particular context in which it is experienced. For example, what is valuable to one person may not be valuable to another, and what is valuable in one culture may not be valuable in another. Furthermore, value is not limited to material goods, but can also include intangible things such as relationships, experiences, and knowledge. Berlin further argues that value is not static, but is constantly changing and evolving. He suggests that value is determined by the individual's perception of what is important and meaningful in their life. This means that value is not only determined by external factors, but also by internal factors such as personal beliefs and values. As such, value is a highly subjective concept that is constantly in flux. Ultimately, Berlin's concept of value is complex and multifaceted. It is not a fixed, universal concept, but rather is determined by individual and cultural contexts. Furthermore, value is constantly changing and evolving, and is determined by both external and internal factors. As such, value is a highly subjective concept that is constantly in flux. Main idea number two. Values are not universal. Berlin argues that values are not universal, but instead are shaped by individual and cultural contexts. He suggests that different societies have different values, and that these values are not necessarily better or worse than those of other societies. In his book The Varieties of Human Value, Isaiah Berlin argues that values are not universal, but instead are shaped by individual and cultural contexts. He suggests that different societies have different values, and that these values are not necessarily better or worse than those of other societies. Berlin argues that values are not absolute, but instead are relative to the particular context in which they are held. He suggests that values are not fixed, but instead can change over time as societies evolve and develop. Berlin further argues that values are not necessarily shared by all members of a society, but instead can vary from person to person. He suggests that values are not necessarily consistent, but instead can be contradictory and even conflicting. Berlin's argument that values are not universal has important implications for how we think about morality and ethics. He suggests that values are not absolute, but instead are relative to the particular context in which they are held. This means that what is considered moral or ethical in one society may not be considered moral or ethical in another. Berlin's argument also suggests that values can change over time, as societies evolve and develop. This means that what is considered moral or ethical today may not be considered moral or ethical in the future. Berlin's argument that values are not universal has important implications for how we think about justice and fairness. He suggests that values are not fixed, but instead can vary from person to person. This means that what is considered just or fair in one society may not be considered just or fair in another. Berlin's argument also suggests that values can be contradictory and even conflicting. This means that what is considered just or fair in one situation may not be considered just or fair in another. Main idea number 3. Values are not absolute. Berlin argues that values are not absolute, but instead are relative to the individual and the culture in which they are embedded. He suggests that values can change over time, and that different societies may have different values at different times. In his book The Varieties of Human Value, Isaiah Berlin argues that values are not absolute, but instead are relative to the individual and the culture in which they are embedded. He suggests that values can change over time, and that different societies may have different values at different times. Berlin argues that values are not fixed, but instead are constantly evolving and adapting to the changing needs of individuals and societies. He suggests that values are not universal, but instead are shaped by the particular context in which they are found. Berlin further argues that values are not necessarily good or bad, but instead are simply different. He suggests that values can be seen as a spectrum, with different values occupying different points on the spectrum. He argues that it is important to recognize the diversity of values and to understand that different values can be seen as equally valid. Berlin suggests that it is important to recognize the value of different perspectives and to be open to different values and beliefs. Berlin's argument that values are not absolute is an important one, as it highlights the importance of recognizing the diversity of values and beliefs. It is important to recognize that values are not fixed, but instead are constantly evolving and adapting to the changing needs of individuals and societies. By understanding the diversity of values, we can better appreciate the different perspectives and beliefs of others, and can work together to create a more tolerant and inclusive society. Main idea number 4. Values are not necessarily rational. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily rational, but instead are based on subjective experiences and emotions. He suggests that values can be based on irrational beliefs, and that these beliefs can be just as valid as rational ones. In his book The Varieties of Human Value, Isaiah Berlin argues that values are not necessarily rational. He suggests that values can be based on irrational beliefs, and that these beliefs can be just as valid as rational ones. Berlin argues that values are based on subjective experiences and emotions, and that these experiences and emotions can be just as powerful as rational thought. He suggests that values can be based on irrational beliefs, and that these beliefs can be just as valid as rational ones. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily rational, but instead are based on subjective experiences and emotions. He suggests that values can be based on irrational beliefs, and that these beliefs can be just as valid as rational ones. He further argues that values can be based on a variety of factors, including culture, religion, and personal experience. Berlin suggests that values are not necessarily rational, but instead are based on subjective experiences and emotions. He argues that values can be based on irrational beliefs, and that these beliefs can be just as valid as rational ones. Berlin suggests that values can be based on a variety of factors, including culture, religion, and personal experience. He argues that values are not necessarily rational, but instead are based on subjective experiences and emotions. Main idea number 5. Values are not necessarily moral. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily moral, but instead can be based on personal preferences and desires. He suggests that values can be based on aesthetic or material considerations, and that these values can be just as valid as moral ones. In his book The Varieties of Human Value, Isaiah Berlin argues that values are not necessarily moral, but instead can be based on personal preferences and desires. He suggests that values can be based on aesthetic or material considerations, and that these values can be just as valid as moral ones. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily universal, but instead are subjective and depend on the individual. He suggests that values can be based on individual experiences, and that these values can be just as valid as those based on moral considerations. Berlin also argues that values can be based on the individual's own sense of what is important, and that these values can be just as valid as those based on moral considerations. Berlin further argues that values can be based on the individual's own sense of what is meaningful and important, and that these values can be just as valid as those based on moral considerations. He suggests that values can be based on the individual's own sense of what is valuable, and that these values can be just as valid as those based on moral considerations. Berlin also argues that values can be based on the individual's own sense of what is desirable, and that these values can be just as valid as those based on moral considerations. Berlin's argument is that values are not necessarily moral, but instead can be based on personal preferences and desires. He suggests that values can be based on aesthetic or material considerations, and that these values can be just as valid as moral ones. Berlin's argument is that values are not necessarily universal, but instead are subjective and depend on the individual. He suggests that values can be based on individual experiences, and that these values can be just as valid as those based on moral considerations. Main idea number 6. Values are not necessarily good or bad. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily good or bad, but instead can be seen as neutral. He suggests that values can be seen as neither good nor bad, but instead as simply different. In his book The Varieties of Human Value, Isaiah Berlin argues that values are not necessarily good or bad, but instead can be seen as neutral. He suggests that values can be seen as neither good nor bad, but instead as simply different. Berlin argues that values are subjective and that they can be seen as neither right nor wrong, but instead as simply different. He suggests that values can be seen as neither good nor bad, but instead as simply different ways of looking at the world. Berlin argues that values are not absolute, but instead are relative to the individual and their particular context. He suggests that values can be seen as neither good nor bad, but instead as simply different ways of looking at the world, and that it is up to the individual to decide which values they choose to live by. Berlin argues that values are not static, but instead are constantly changing and evolving. He suggests that values can be seen as neither good nor bad, but instead as simply different ways of looking at the world, and that it is up to the individual to decide which values they choose to live by. Berlin argues that values are not absolute, but instead are relative to the individual and their particular context. He suggests that values can be seen as neither good nor bad, but instead as simply different ways of looking at the world, and that it is up to the individual to decide which values they choose to live by. Main idea number 7. Values are not necessarily consistent. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent, but instead can be contradictory. He suggests that values can be in conflict with one another, and that this can lead to confusion and conflict. In his book The Varieties of Human Value, Isaiah Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent. He suggests that values can be in conflict with one another, and that this can lead to confusion and conflict. Berlin argues that values can be contradictory, and that this can lead to a situation where individuals are unable to reconcile their values with one another. He suggests that this can lead to a situation where individuals are unable to make decisions, or where they are unable to act in accordance with their values. Berlin argues that this can lead to a situation where individuals are unable to live in accordance with their values, and that this can lead to a sense of alienation and unhappiness. Berlin suggests that this inconsistency of values can be seen in many aspects of life, from politics to religion. He argues that this inconsistency can lead to a situation where individuals are unable to make decisions, or where they are unable to act in accordance with their values. He suggests that this can lead to a situation where individuals are unable to live in accordance with their values, and that this can lead to a sense of alienation and unhappiness. Berlin argues that this inconsistency of values can lead to a situation where individuals are unable to reconcile their values with one another, and that this can lead to a situation where individuals are unable to make decisions, or where they are unable to act in accordance with their values. Main idea number 8. Values are not necessarily stable. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily stable, but instead can change over time. He suggests that values can evolve and adapt to changing circumstances, and that this can lead to new forms of value. In his book The Varieties of Human Value, Isaiah Berlin argues that values are not necessarily stable, but instead can change over time. He suggests that values can evolve and adapt to changing circumstances, and that this can lead to new forms of value. Berlin argues that values are not fixed, but instead can be shaped by the context in which they are held. He suggests that values can be influenced by the culture, the environment, and the people who hold them. He further argues that values can be modified and adapted to fit new situations, and that this can lead to new forms of value. Berlin also suggests that values can be seen as a form of knowledge, and that they can be used to inform decisions and actions. He argues that values can be used to guide behavior, and that they can be used to shape the way people think and act. He further suggests that values can be used to create a sense of meaning and purpose in life. Finally, Berlin argues that values can be used to create a sense of community and solidarity among people. Main idea number 9. Values are not necessarily shared. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily shared, but instead can be unique to individuals. He suggests that values can be personal and idiosyncratic, and that this can lead to disagreement and conflict. In his book The Varieties of Human Value, Isaiah Berlin argues that values are not necessarily shared, but instead can be unique to individuals. He suggests that values can be personal and idiosyncratic, and that this can lead to disagreement and conflict. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily universal, but instead can be highly subjective and depend on individual circumstances. He suggests that values can be shaped by culture, religion, and personal experience, and that this can lead to different interpretations of what is valuable. Berlin also argues that values can be in conflict with each other, and that this can lead to difficult decisions and moral dilemmas. Berlin's argument is that values are not necessarily shared, but instead can be highly individual. He suggests that values can be shaped by a variety of factors, and that this can lead to disagreement and conflict. He also argues that values can be in conflict with each other, and that this can lead to difficult decisions and moral dilemmas. Berlin's argument is that values are not necessarily universal, but instead can be highly subjective and depend on individual circumstances. Main idea number 10. Values are not necessarily objective. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily objective, but instead can be subjective. He suggests that values can be based on individual experiences and perspectives, and that this can lead to different interpretations of the same value. In his book The Varieties of Human Value, Isaiah Berlin argues that values are not necessarily objective, but instead can be subjective. He suggests that values can be based on individual experiences and perspectives, and that this can lead to different interpretations of the same value. Berlin argues that values are not fixed, but instead can be shaped by our experiences and beliefs. He suggests that values can be seen as a reflection of our individual values, and that this can lead to different interpretations of the same value. Berlin further argues that values can be seen as a form of expression, and that this can lead to different interpretations of the same value. He suggests that values can be seen as a way of expressing our individual beliefs and values, and that this can lead to different interpretations of the same value. Berlin also argues that values can be seen as a form of communication, and that this can lead to different interpretations of the same value. Berlin's argument that values are not necessarily objective, but instead can be subjective, is an important one. It suggests that values can be seen as a reflection of our individual experiences and beliefs, and that this can lead to different interpretations of the same value. This can be seen as a way of expressing our individual values, and as a form of communication. Ultimately, Berlin's argument suggests that values are not fixed, but instead can be shaped by our experiences and beliefs. Main idea number 11. Values are not necessarily universalizable. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily universalizable, but instead can be particular to individuals and cultures. He suggests that values can be specific to particular contexts, and that this can lead to disagreement and conflict. In his book The Varieties of Human Value, Isaiah Berlin argues that values are not necessarily universalizable. He suggests that values can be particular to individuals and cultures, and that this can lead to disagreement and conflict. Berlin argues that values are not absolute, but instead are relative to the context in which they are held. He suggests that values can be shaped by culture, history, and personal experience, and that this can lead to different interpretations of the same value. Berlin also argues that values can be seen as a form of power, and that this power can be used to influence and control others. He suggests that this power can be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity, but can also be used to create divisions and conflict. Berlin argues that values are not fixed, but instead can be changed and adapted over time. He suggests that values can be seen as a form of communication, and that this communication can be used to bridge gaps between different cultures and individuals. He also suggests that values can be used to create a sense of shared identity and purpose, and that this can help to create a sense of community and belonging. Berlin argues that values can be seen as a form of negotiation, and that this negotiation can be used to resolve conflicts and create a sense of understanding and mutual respect. Main idea number 12. Values are not necessarily absolute. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily absolute, but instead can be relative. He suggests that values can be seen as relative to particular contexts, and that this can lead to different interpretations of the same value. In his book The Varieties of Human Value, Isaiah Berlin argues that values are not necessarily absolute, but instead can be relative. He suggests that values can be seen as relative to particular contexts, and that this can lead to different interpretations of the same value. For example, a value such as justice may be interpreted differently in different contexts. In one context, justice may be seen as a matter of fairness and equality, while in another context it may be seen as a matter of upholding the law. Berlin argues that this relativity of values can lead to conflicts between different interpretations of the same value. Berlin also suggests that values can be seen as relative to particular individuals. He argues that different individuals may have different interpretations of the same value, and that this can lead to disagreements between them. For example, two people may have different interpretations of justice, and this can lead to disagreements between them. Berlin argues that this relativity of values can lead to conflicts between different individuals. Berlin's argument that values are not necessarily absolute, but instead can be relative, has important implications for how we think about values. It suggests that values can be seen as relative to particular contexts and individuals, and that this can lead to different interpretations of the same value. This can lead to conflicts between different interpretations of the same value, as well as between different individuals. Berlin's argument thus highlights the importance of understanding the relativity of values in order to avoid conflicts. Main idea number 13. Values are not necessarily fixed. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily fixed, but instead can be fluid. He suggests that values can change over time, and that this can lead to new forms of value. In his book The Varieties of Human Value, Isaiah Berlin argues that values are not necessarily fixed, but instead can be fluid. He suggests that values can change over time, and that this can lead to new forms of value. Berlin argues that values are not static, but instead can be shaped by the context in which they are found. He suggests that values can be influenced by the culture, the environment, and the people who hold them. He also argues that values can be modified and adapted to fit new situations, and that this can lead to new forms of value. Berlin further argues that values can be seen as a form of knowledge, and that they can be used to inform decisions and actions. He suggests that values can be used to guide behavior, and that they can be used to create a sense of meaning and purpose. He also argues that values can be used to create a sense of identity, and that they can be used to shape the way people think and act. Berlin's argument that values are not necessarily fixed, but instead can be fluid, is an important one. It suggests that values can be shaped and adapted to fit different contexts, and that this can lead to new forms of value. This idea has implications for how we think about values, and how we use them to inform our decisions and actions. Main idea number 14. Values are not necessarily consistent with one another. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent with one another, but instead can be in conflict. He suggests that values can be in conflict with one another, and that this can lead to confusion and conflict. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent with one another, but instead can be in conflict. He suggests that values can be in conflict with one another, and that this can lead to confusion and conflict. He further argues that this conflict can be seen in the way that different societies and cultures prioritize different values, and that this can lead to clashes between different groups. He also suggests that this conflict can be seen in the way that individuals prioritize different values, and that this can lead to tension and disagreement. Berlin argues that this conflict between values is inevitable, and that it is a part of the human condition. He suggests that it is impossible to reconcile all values, and that it is important to recognize and accept this fact. He further argues that it is important to recognize the value of diversity, and to accept that different values can coexist without necessarily being in agreement. He suggests that this is the only way to achieve a peaceful and harmonious society. Main idea number 15. Values are not necessarily consistent with reality. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent with reality, but instead can be based on subjective experiences and emotions. He suggests that values can be based on irrational beliefs, and that these beliefs can be just as valid as rational ones. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent with reality, but instead can be based on subjective experiences and emotions. He suggests that values can be based on irrational beliefs, and that these beliefs can be just as valid as rational ones. He further argues that values are not necessarily universal, but instead can be highly personal and subjective. He believes that values can be based on individual preferences, and that these preferences can be just as valid as those of the majority. Berlin also suggests that values can be based on cultural norms, and that these norms can be just as valid as those of the individual. Berlin argues that values can be based on a variety of sources, including religious beliefs, political ideologies, and personal experiences. He suggests that values can be based on a combination of these sources, and that these combinations can be just as valid as any single source. He further argues that values can be based on a variety of contexts, and that these contexts can be just as valid as any single context. Finally, Berlin suggests that values can be based on a variety of goals, and that these goals can be just as valid as any single goal. Main idea number 16. Values are not necessarily consistent with morality. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent with morality, but instead can be based on personal preferences and desires. He suggests that values can be based on aesthetic or material considerations, and that these values can be just as valid as moral ones. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent with morality, but instead can be based on personal preferences and desires. He suggests that values can be based on aesthetic or material considerations, and that these values can be just as valid as moral ones. He further argues that values can be based on a variety of factors, including cultural, religious, and political beliefs. He also suggests that values can be based on a combination of these factors, and that these values can be just as valid as moral ones. Berlin also argues that values can be based on a variety of subjective criteria, such as individual tastes and preferences. He suggests that these values can be just as valid as moral ones, and that they can be used to guide decision-making. He further argues that values can be based on a variety of social and cultural norms, and that these values can be just as valid as moral ones. Berlin's argument is that values are not necessarily consistent with morality, but instead can be based on personal preferences and desires. He suggests that values can be based on a variety of factors, including aesthetic, material, cultural, religious, and political beliefs. He further argues that values can be based on a combination of these factors, and that these values can be just as valid as moral ones. Main idea number 17. Values are not necessarily consistent with one another across cultures. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent with one another across cultures, but instead can be particular to individuals and cultures. He suggests that values can be specific to particular contexts, and that this can lead to disagreement and conflict. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent with one another across cultures. He suggests that values can be particular to individuals and cultures, and that this can lead to disagreement and conflict. He explains that values can be specific to particular contexts, and that this can lead to different interpretations of the same value. For example, a value such as freedom may be interpreted differently in different cultures, and this can lead to different understandings of what it means to be free. Berlin also suggests that values can be seen as a form of power, and that this power can be used to influence the way people think and act. Berlin further argues that values can be seen as a form of communication, and that this communication can be used to bridge the gap between different cultures. He suggests that values can be used to create a shared understanding of what is important and meaningful, and that this can help to create a sense of unity and solidarity. He also argues that values can be used to create a sense of identity, and that this can help to create a sense of belonging and connection. Ultimately, Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent with one another across cultures, but instead can be particular to individuals and cultures. He suggests that values can be used to bridge the gap between different cultures, and that this can help to create a sense of unity and solidarity. He also argues that values can be used to create a sense of identity, and that this can help to create a sense of belonging and connection. Main idea number 18. Values are not necessarily consistent with one another over time. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent with one another over time, but instead can change over time. He suggests that values can evolve and adapt to changing circumstances, and that this can lead to new forms of value. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent with one another over time. He suggests that values can evolve and adapt to changing circumstances, and that this can lead to new forms of value. He explains that values can be seen as a kind of living organism that is constantly changing and adapting to its environment. This means that values can be seen as something that is constantly in flux, and that they can be seen as something that is constantly being re-evaluated and reinterpreted. This means that values can be seen as something that is constantly in flux, and that they can be seen as something that is constantly being re-evaluated and reinterpreted. Berlin also suggests that values can be seen as something that is constantly being negotiated and renegotiated. He argues that values can be seen as something that is constantly being negotiated and renegotiated between different individuals and groups. This means that values can be seen as something that is constantly being negotiated and renegotiated between different individuals and groups, and that this can lead to new forms of value. This means that values can be seen as something that is constantly being negotiated and renegotiated between different individuals and groups, and that this can lead to new forms of value. Berlin's argument is that values are not necessarily consistent with one another over time, but instead can change over time. He suggests that values can evolve and adapt to changing circumstances, and that this can lead to new forms of value. This means that values can be seen as something that is constantly in flux, and that they can be seen as something that is constantly being re-evaluated and reinterpreted. This means that values can be seen as something that is constantly being negotiated and renegotiated between different individuals and groups, and that this can lead to new forms of value. Main idea number 19. Values are not necessarily consistent with one another within a culture. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent with one another within a culture, but instead can be unique to individuals. He suggests that values can be personal and idiosyncratic, and that this can lead to disagreement and conflict. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent with one another within a culture. He suggests that values can be personal and idiosyncratic, and that this can lead to disagreement and conflict. He argues that individuals may have values that are not shared by the majority of the population, and that this can lead to tension and conflict. He also suggests that values can be in conflict with one another, and that this can lead to further disagreement and conflict. He argues that values can be seen as a form of power, and that individuals may use their values to gain power over others. He suggests that this can lead to a situation where individuals are unable to reach a consensus on important issues, and that this can lead to further conflict. Berlin also argues that values can be seen as a form of identity, and that individuals may use their values to define themselves and their place in society. He suggests that this can lead to a situation where individuals are unable to accept the values of others, and that this can lead to further disagreement and conflict. He argues that values can be seen as a form of control, and that individuals may use their values to control others. He suggests that this can lead to a situation where individuals are unable to reach a consensus on important issues, and that this can lead to further conflict. Main idea number 20. Values are not necessarily consistent with one another across individuals. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent with one another across individuals, but instead can be based on individual experiences and perspectives. He suggests that values can be based on subjective experiences and perspectives, and that this can lead to different interpretations of the same value. Berlin argues that values are not necessarily consistent with one another across individuals. He suggests that values can be based on subjective experiences and perspectives, and that this can lead to different interpretations of the same value. He further argues that values are not necessarily universal, but instead can be based on individual experiences and perspectives. This means that different individuals may have different values, even if they are based on the same value system. Berlin also suggests that values can be seen as a form of personal expression, and that individuals can use their values to express their own unique identity. He argues that values can be used to create a sense of meaning and purpose in life, and that individuals can use their values to shape their own lives. He further suggests that values can be used to create a sense of community, as individuals can use their values to connect with others who share similar values. Berlin's argument that values are not necessarily consistent with one another across individuals is an important one, as it highlights the importance of individual experiences and perspectives in determining values. It also suggests that values can be used to create a sense of meaning and purpose in life, and that individuals can use their values to shape their own lives. Ultimately, Berlin's argument highlights the importance of understanding individual values and perspectives in order to create a more harmonious society.